Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Of all the committees in the legislature, the one I love the most is the Judiciary Committee. It's the committee that hears the deepest, most challenging moral and ethical bills in the process, and I hold its members in extremely high regard. Whether it's abortion, euthanasia, gun rights, homosexual issues, or human sex trafficking, these people wrestle with the toughest questions of our day. And today is no exception. It's also one of the days that I hate most because friends who normally stand together find themselves squared off on opposite sides of an issue, and that issue is the death penalty. More specifically, whether or not the death penalty should be replaced by a sentence of life without the possibility of parole. And it's gaining ground, which isn't a surprise given the fact that the Montana Abolition Coalition is leading the charge. The coalition, made up of groups like the ACLU, the Montana Catholic Conference, and the Montana Human Rights Network, was launched in 1998 and to date has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars pursuing their cause. They believe the death penalty is inherently unfair, costly, administered unequally, a form of cruel and unusual punishment, subject to human error, not a deterrent to murder, and some believe it runs afoul of God's law. As I said, it pits friends against friends, and in this case, I find myself opposing my good friends at the Montana Catholic Conference. They want to see the death penalty abolished. I see it as a necessary evil. Are there injustices and flaws in the system? Absolutely. Do people who can afford it get better representation than those assigned a public defender? In many cases, yes. But I don't think we should throw the baby out with the bathwater. The injustices in the system exist at every level, not just on capital cases. So let's fix the system. As a former member of the House Judiciary Committee, I've been wrestling with this issue for almost 15 years, and for me, it's a matter of public safety, and it comes down to two points. First, government has a duty to protect its citizens, and that includes inmates in prison. And second, we should not stop punishing murderers when they kill again. On the first point, I use the cases of William Gallahan and Douglas Turner. Both were convicted of murder and sent to Montana State Prison. Turner killed three people, and Gallahan killed one. While in prison, they both beat another inmate to death and were placed in the maximum security unit, locked down 23 hours a day. A week before their second murder trial began, they participated in the 1991 prison riot and helped kill five more inmates who were in protective custody. This is just one example, and we have many others of inmates who were convicted of murder and went on to commit subsequent murders while incarcerated, which leads to my second point. If we replace the death penalty with life without the possibility of parole, we have effectively decided to stop punishing inmates for subsequent murders. What are we going to do? Tack on additional life sentences? Once you ban the death penalty and sentence someone to life without parole, you effectively remove any disincentive for subsequent murder. We have to come to grip with the fact that evil exists in the world, and it's the job of government to protect its citizens from that evil. When murderers keep killing, even in prison, our only recourse is the death penalty, and that's my opinion. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.